What do you do on the trains?
I'm called the baggage man.
What do you take care of, the baggage?
The baggage and the mail. I look after the company mail and all the company values.
What other company values are on a train?
Well, we don't know what's in the envelope.
Okay, what are the company values here? You show me.
For revenue account and different business that the company brings in from all stations, you know, with their business.
And you carry them on the train in a special box, right? How long you been doing this for?
I'm only on this job just temporary because there's only certain people that can hold it with seniority. We're all senior men on the passenger jobs. In the summertime, I generally run the Royal Hudson.
What do you do on the Royal Hudson?
Conductor.
How did you work up to be a baggage man and a conductor on the Royal Hudson? Do you start?
You more or less have to go by seniority. You work for all these years. I'm on my 31st year now. First of May, I'll have 31 years in service alone. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What was it like when you started in the train system in BC?
We had a lot of more work in those days. It was harder to work because we didn't have radio. Everything was either hand signals or at night was light and light signals, you know.
It was a lot more difficult then to keep in touch of trains, to keep in touch with each other.
Well, the trains weren't as long as they are today, but we used to run over the top and deliver messages at the head end. We were just like, the boys that are training today for a trainman, they couldn't do it today because, I mean, you have to be used to height and you have to have real good balance. And we always had that.
You mean you ran along the top of the cars?
Along the top of the cars, and we had to work retainer valves up on top on the 2.2 grade. Oh yes, it's much harder to work in those days than it is today because we can use radio or handsets, you know, to communicate with the trainman on the head end or the tail end and the engineer and the dispatcher when we get the trains over the road much quickly or more faster today than we did in those days.
What did the trains generally carry back in those days, 25, 30 years ago?
It was mostly stock, you know, from the different cattle countries like the Chilcote and Williams Lake. But we hauled a lot of lumber and we delivered, commodities like oil and fuel oil and gas and to these communities and most of general.
Were you around in the Depression?
Oh, yes, sure.
What were the trains like then? Were a lot of people riding trains?
There was a lot of what you call hobos, yeah. Oh, yeah. From one town to the other, they'd follow the weather. Wherever the weather was good, that's where they'd go. Of course, they were looking for work, too. And I left Vancouver. I went for looking for work, too, and I found a job in the Chilcote, and I took that for 2 years for riding herd and as a cowboy in the Chilcote Valley.
Did you hop trains in the 30s?
Oh, no, I didn't have to. No. I paid my way.
Did you work on the trains at all in the 30s?
No. I worked on the track in the 30s, though, you know, and maintenance away. There wasn't many crews working like they are today. There wasn't many trains running. Maybe the passenger train only ran, let me see, in the 30s about once a week. Yeah, take it all day and the next day to get there. Of course, we had to load up at Squamish with the boats, you know, from Vancouver. The line wasn't into Vancouver.
What's the occasion you remember most on the trains? What experience?
Well, we stopped along the roads and helped everybody, you know. We had different lookouts for viewpoints, you know, but they cut those out today because if we had that, we'd hold up the traffic too much. You know, like Brandywine Falls was a great place for to take a look at that volcanic rock and the falls, which is 285 feet deep, you know. Beautiful, clear water, yeah.
So in the old days, you used to stop and let people on and off and...
Any place they want. It was a friendly railroad. It mostly is today, too, but we're a little more stricter with the public. You have to be, because our public has changed, you know, quite a bit. Yeah.
What's the biggest disaster you've seen on the trains?
Oh, I've been in many wrecks and all that, you know, from the old days when we didn't have the money to buy ties and didn't have a very good workforce, you know, to take care of things. But eventually, as the years went by, everything seemed to pick up.